get down to the next Mishnah. It's not difficult Gemara. And then share with you a Mechilta that has occupied my thinking for the last two nights. A Mechilta in Beshalach. Mechiltas are on Shmos, as you know. Yeah, but it talks about Yosef and Mechilas Yosef, etc. Very intriguing Mechilta that I would be honored if you people would spend some time thinking about it and come up with a pshat, because it's wide open. any pshat that's offered that makes a little sense would be gratefully accepted. And Tezayin Amud Beis. Right about the middle of the Amud, I think we're up to Amar Rababa. I think we get down to there last time. Correct?
Got to.
It says Zayin Amud Beis, just about the middle. Omar Rababa. Omar Rabchi Barash Omar Rab. And before I made the distinction, came back to what we really started the perek with, that all these chumras are really letaros, and because of the chumra letaros, they also extended the chumra levaila. So it says that's only b'medvar amurim letaros abal abala muteres when b'medvar amurim sheinicha b'cheska sahara. So that's before the Omar Rabbah. This is bringing avar nicha b'cheska sumeya. Lolam hi bechazkosa shomo torani. Okay? The after Ramchat, these bechazas tahora. He left the bechazas tebeya, right? Therefore, he even lebailo, she cannot be, they cannot be together without a bedika. What kind of bedika? Either actual bedika or tahorani. Yeah. Omar Rababa Mamchi Barash Omar Rab. The strange halach. Vodka be ed be ovad. She made a bedika koidem tashmish, and she lost it. Right? Asura l'shamesh ad shetibdol. What's the problem with this? Before we learned that they make bedikos koidem tashmish, put away the ed until the morning and look at the morning. So my nafkemine, she puts it away or she loses it. People, you with us? Maskevlo rabile, ilu iso. If the ed is here, the id is here. Milo mishamsha. Can she not have relations with her husband without looking at it? Afagav de lo yodo, hashanam hashamish. You can't be afraid of this marital act, because you allow the marital act without knowing whether she's tahora or not, at least without affirming that she's tahora or not. So my nafkemina, whether she has it and doesn't look at it, or she doesn't have it. Amar Rava, zu mochicha kayim, zu im mochicha kayim. Okay, give me an offer, give me a shot. Daniel, what do you say? Here the proof is available, but it's not the mochit. What teaches you the proof that she has, whether she's told or not, is available, but you don't look at it, right? Here we can't look at it. Look at Rashi. Zumu chicha kayim. Harei ye'ed lefaneinu. Lemocha tirebo. Therefore, mahana lelataros. Techitzachu rabbonon. Shamesh be'edim mishum ta'achosu. Gam in yimtza dam be'yoso shelefnei tashmish. What? Tovi chatas kaparosa. Why they make such a strange halacha of what? Be bodik, but don't look at it. Here you have a structure of rabbonim. Okay. Not giving you a din b'raisin. Rabbonim say what? I want you to make a bedikah. Period. The reason, because of taros, irrelevant. The Zeil Rabbonim come down, you must make a bdikah koyim tashmish. Just like the Rambam concluded from our sugi, that you must make a bdikah achat tashmish, right? It's a takonet. But she said, to make you look at it at the time, interferes with somebody else. Libo Dokfo is what some of the Achrayna mentioned. Stam, the preoccupation with this, of looking at it, whether it has a Damke Chal or not, the Chazal felt interfered with your sense of privacy, with your sense of intimacy. Therefore, they didn't require it. Nevertheless, it serves a function, the Rashi says. The function is, I will be able to affirm that I don't need a Kom Chatas if the Ed reveals them. I'll able to know whether I can engage in taharos. You could get more out of it if you looked at it right away. Chazal didn't want to do anymore. They said enough. Why? They felt that all other side issues, they said, had to do with the intimacy of the relationship that interferes with it. If, however, you don't listen to the Rabbanan, you violate the Tekonos HaChomer. If I lose it, then I can't fulfill the Tekonos HaChomer. If I can't fulfill the Tekonos HaChomer, then they said, you lost it. You cannot have relations until you make a bedikah. It can only be approached to what we've been using all along, the legalism of the Rabbanan. That's it. In one place, the thing is here. I can therefore fulfill the Tekonos HaChomer. In the other case, where you lost it, then the fact is, lost it or didn't do it is the same thing. Because the intent was for you to do it, make the bdikah, and save it for tomorrow, and tomorrow morning you look at it. That's part of the Tekonos. This way, you don't violate the Tekonos if you don't look at it. You don't get more information that could be useful, which Chazal didn't require. Midrash said we don't need any kind of bedikos; it's only the taros. But here's this is how you, as I told you, throughout the sugya, from the beginning, I feel that the Achrayim neglected by emphasizing the rules of rabbinic legislation. No, you have to step back and say, now, what kind of discussion might have gone on between the Tanoim, Amoroim, that led to this Takone? What was the reasoning behind the Takone? Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Also, the other Muchachi Shamish Mitoso Beyom. Micro, you have a posik for this? Yes, a posik in Eid. Yovad Yom Ivolidbo, Va'alayla Omar Horegover. The night said, Remember, this is Eve bemoaning his fate. I'd rather not be born. Better not to be born at all. Jesus. May the day I was born on get lost. Dovad Yomi Volibo. The Halayla likewise, because Halayla said, let my mother be pregnant. So you see that a woman is impregnated only at night. Laila niten li royon, v'yom lo niten li royon. Eshach eshamar, another pasuk, behocho. Where's that pasuk? Oh, how's it go? Shomer mitzvah, shomer nafsho, pasuk in Mishlei, bozed rochov yomus. Bozed rochov means what? You denigrate, you degrade yourself. Now, derech, the word derech, has a connotation of marital relations. Ki derech gever ba'almo. With us. Thank the Gemara of the Shlokish, High Court of Yochanan I Dorish Bay. Obviously, you prefer the other Pasuk, Bozed Roch of Yomus. What do you do in Rav Yochanan's Pasuk? Same Gemara, beginning of Sota. We talk about predestination. Gibo or Cholosh is not whether you go to gym regularly or not. Chacham or Tipish. Doesn't make a difference whether you eat fish or not. Fish is supposed to be brain food or something, right?
Omega-3 fatty acids.
Yeah?
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Osher or oni. Achilik, whether you invest in the market or not, it's predestined. The ilu, rosha, or tzadik, loka. That's called free will. There's much that's predestined by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kidyama Rab Chanina Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chus Meir Shemayim Shenema Beyato Yisrael. Listen Pshat in the Pasuk. Ma Hashem Shol Meimcha. Know what that question is? What is God asking you for? What does it mean? What does God want that he doesn't have? What do you give a present to a man who has everything? What do you want to give Kadosh Baruch Hu? Ma Hashem Sholmin, what can he ask for you? Is there anything that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have? The answer is yes. The one thing he doesn't have is my free will. He gave me free will. Like I told you once, I heard from an old Rebbe, Umosa Odom and Abema Oyin. The difference between man and animal is that man can say Oyin, man can say no. animals are all instincts, all built in. So computer was set. Right? Man has free will, he can say no to God. Therefore, what can you give God that he doesn't have? You can give him back your free will. I think I told you my pshat, Voy Hashem li lelokim. That was Yaakov's neder to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem, my personal God, to whom I can say no, from now on, I will treat him like Elohim, to whom I can't say no. Bato Yisrael, Mo Hashem Shor, Mimcho Kim Liyiro. For Rabbi Yochanan, doesn't he use the posik of Rosh Chodesh? By the way, I just said to you, look, Rashi says it's not original. Look at Kim Liyiro, look at the Rashi. Really, I'll pay attention. Look at Rashi. Dovo ze levado hu sho mimcho. Lefish hakol biyodo vze biyodcho. That's the only thing that God doesn't have. Rabbi Yochanan and Kei Nichter called Geber Horo. My whole gever, that's Laila Nitin Liroyon. Biyom Lo Nitin Liroyon. Rabbi Yochanan, High Court of Shokesh, my Dorish Bay. What does he do with the Pusik that Rosh Chodesh uses that Bozo Drochov Yomus, right? Iboyle Chedichsiv Besefer Ben Sira. Anybody know who that is?
Ben Sira?
Remember? Yeah.
Yeah, one of the Apocrypha.
Huh?
One of the Apocrypha.
He is outside the canon.
Yeah.
Right, but somehow treated with great respect. Right. I quoted often what Ben Sira said. He never made it into the Tanakh, never made it into the canon. But nevertheless, Ben Sira was supposedly Sayed Howe, you remember?
No, that I don't remember.
Who was his father? Supposedly his mother was impregnated by Ambatya, by someone who left semen in a bathtub and she went into it. Therefore, he's called Ben Sira. We don't know who his father is. Okay. Shlosho Sanesi v'arba lo ahavti. One. A Talmud Chacham sar hanago beveis hamishtos. What the heck is supposed to do when all your chaverim are getting married, right, throughout the year, and you're at a chasana, three nights a week or something. You're supposed to avoid going to too many parties. Sar is a reference to a Talmud Chacham, who was too commonly seen at parties. Bamali, others say, Sar Hanargon. Yeah, right? Or it means to say a Talmud Chacham that behaves improperly. He's drunk, etc. Not just attending the party, but how he behaves there. V'amoshev Shabbos v'merom ikeres. Moshe Shabbos Right. How do you interpret that? He is ostentatious when teaching his Talmidim. He would like to teach his Talmidim in the middle of Times Square. Right. He's looking for public acclaim, a gaiva. V'ochez be'amo u'mashtin mayim. That was mentioned before already. V'anichnas le'beis chaveiro piso. This wouldn't hurt if this was taught a little more widely in the early years of education, that good manners requires you to knock on a door and wait for someone to open the door before you walk into someone's house. Very often, you get so friendly with people that you feel you are Ben Bias, and you can go in there any time you want. Yes, most times they wouldn't object. When they want to not to go in, they lock the door. And sometimes forget to lock the door. So doors were made to be opened from the inside only. It says, not only in Beis Chaveiro, I feel in the Beis So also. You don't walk into your bedroom. Your wife may be in the bedroom getting dressed. Sure, it's your bedroom. But if you see the door is closed, you knock on the door first. Don't just burst into rooms. Since the sugya here is talking about proper behavior with sexual overtones, that's what they're referring to here. Atilu lebeso, also someone could be involved, look at Rashi, dilma abde midid zitzneyus. Maybe they're behaving in a way where they need privacy. Amar Rav Shimon ben Yochai, arbo dvorim HaKadosh Baruch Hu sonan. V'ani eini ohavon. I have a difficulty telling you what that means. Who's asking for your opinion? If you tell me HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates this behavior, and you say, I don't like it either. It doesn't seem to be, it's a modest statement. God doesn't like it, and I also like it. So we have two authorities, right, why it shouldn't be done. Hanichlas abeiso pisum, etzo aloma lebeis chaveiro, ba'ochez ba'amo umashter mayim, two, umashter mayim oro lefnei mitoso, ba'meshamesh mitoso b'fnei kol chai. Mashtemayim Olam Femi Toso, right, is a new sugi, really. It has to do with your innate sense of dignity. Hard to give it, flesh it out with specific rules, but there are people, they don't see anything wrong with walking around naked. What I mean? Yeah. Fella comes in. He was out in a hot day. He's out playing ball, out hiking. He comes in. He takes a shower, right? And it's a warm day. There's no one else around, right? Doesn't get dressed so fast. So he walks around his room. He's walking around naked. Put away some things that are on the bed, some laundry, etc. Then he gets dressed, of course. He's all alone. It's a lack of innate dignity A person has to behave always in a dignified way. And dignified way doesn't only mean because people will see me and therefore I better behave in a dignified way. No, because I have an inner dignity. I behave that way. That's my nature. That's what he means. You know what's the big deal? He has to urinate, right? And there's a chamber pot in those days. They didn't have a toilet. A chamber pot, right? So he doesn't get dressed. Okay. Now, next one is, this one needs a little hesbah. I don't have a handle on it yet. If we're going to wait, if we're going to learn these gemaras, not skip it, then you have to be willing to spend the time to try to get a message from it. You can't have relations with your wife in the presence of any living thing. Amalei Rav Yehuda Shmuel, Apilu Pnei Arborim, meaning there were mice running around. So you have to call in the exterminator before you can sleep with your wife. Amalei Shinano, it's a lotion of endearment. Lo, elegant by his plony, Shemeshamshem, Idoseim, Bepne Abdehem, Bishifoseim. No, I'm referring to a well known household where they had no problem leaving the door open when they had relations with their wives, and the servants would walk by. You ever hear such a thing? Made the papers for a long period of time. Kennedy, this great president that we had, right, who had no problem inviting, the story there was Marilyn Monroe into his private chamber. He insisted on leaving the door open when he slept with these women that he invited into his, and his Secret Service people were standing at the doorway, as is their requirement. That stuck in my mind when I heard that, I saw that in the paper. I remember this gemara. What is it? It's almost a pathology. What's bothering this man? What was bothering him? He wanted people to know, people to see. Psychologists write about behavior where people have a sex orgy. Four or five people, right, are sleeping with somebody in the same room at the same time. There's some kind of what? There's some kind of thrill in there. What is it? The degradation of the human. That behave like an animal. Something pleasing to some people about that. I think this is part of the halacha here. Vei meshamshim lefnei bal chai. That was the first thing. Vei arborim, he said no. But then now look by it, he said no. The first one, he says, vino my dorish. Why did they do that? When I'm not going to cite in the Gemara some pervert, how a pervert behaves. Obviously, these were chosh, I didn't mention the name, but these are chosher of people. When I said Bayashel Ploni, I didn't want to mention his name, but I make reference to him in the Gemara as something worthy of note. He says what they felt was, these people these are Goyish slaves, Goyish servants. He says it was a degradation of the servants that they don't count. Who cares what they think? Shenemar shvu lechem poim achamor am hadom lechamor. Rabba Baravune mekake zogi the kilso. Rabba Baravune had bells on his bed, and he would ring the bells when he would have relations with his wife to chase away the mice. That's the pshat that most give. He was makpid not on humans, makpid on animals too. Likewise, Abaye Bali Didvi. Abaye chased away the flies. Rova Bali Peruchi. He chased away the gnats, another kind of insects. Can you give a hesbah for that? What? Why would that be? Why would that be a example of tzniyus? I don't want any living thing around when I'm with my wife. The Dor HaMabul, if you analyze all the Midrashim, turns out the Dor HaMabul, the greatest sin, was equating man with animal. From that came the other sins. Man is also an plain animal, different animal. Talks, that is different. But really, no chilik. Peter Singer, the head of medical ethics at Princeton today, right? His great contribution to the field of medical ethics was the equating of man to animal. All his writings were on, right? Most famous one, that if you have a baby born severely challenged mentally, piece of the brain is missing, etc., there, it's proper to transplant his heart to a chimpanzee who's sick. The idea that man is unique, that's the whole what keeps us behaving in a human way. Equating man with animal. That's being, like one said, since it's also to have relations in front of a man, right? There. They extend that a little further, right? I don't want you to think that what I'm doing is the same thing animals do. So I take the thought of animals out of my mind. What I'm doing is a very special, unique human activity. Nothing to do with animals. That's the chasing away of the animals. That's the best I came up with. Say you, this is what I told you before. I would appreciate your insight in it. I got it to, is either or, either skip it or try to do something with it that makes it worthwhile. Although this is not agada tips, it's on the verge, it's on the borderline of agada to halacha. Here comes a famous one. Okay? In Muncie, the restaurants, there are restaurants who have signs, right, that we are makpid on Lina Slilo. Here goes this. Omar Rav Shimon Yochoi, Hei Dvorim Hein She'oso Oso Mischai Benafsho V'domo Berosho. Five things you shouldn't do, because if you do, you're endangering your life, and you only have yourself to blame. As Domo Berosho. Ha'ochel Shum Kolev V'botso Kolev V'beitze Klufo. The baker. We don't crack our eggs the night before and leave them in a pot. We crack them open and use them right away. Because a peeled garlic or a peeled onion left overnight endangers your life. Likewise, a peeled, a hard-boiled egg, you can't have a hard-boiled egg in your refrigerator with the shell has been removed. Yeah, you know that. What, is that why?
Concerned about concerned about snakes venom?
No, that's water, liquid uncovered. Liquid uncovered. So there, Tosfos says that you can't leave water or wine uncovered. So Tosfos says, "Nabas manazer, we don't have too many boa constrictors running around the kitchen."
Not that right. Boa constrictors, boa constrictors
aren't poisonous. Eggs that are only hard boiled eggs.
I'm sorry?
Does it only apply to hard-boiled eggs?
That's where the... most likely.
Like egg beaters?
Anyway, the issue is mystical, not snakes and serpents. Right, that's... on Goli. That's the issue of Goli that the Chukro mentions. And Tosha says already, Bizman Azeh, we don't worry about it because it's not... that's a mitzius. Here you're dealing with a mystical thing. Known as Ruach Ra. Okay, deal with Luach Ra there, you don't have too many explanations. Maybe Luach Ra still exists. Snakes we don't have anymore running around the kitchen. But Luach Ra maybe is. Vashosa mashkim ezugi shovel malayla. Another thing. Remember, all the wine had to be diluted a little bit. Not a little bit, a lot. Yeah. Two thirds water, one third wine. Then it should be drunk right away. If you dilute it and leave it over, that's no good. That, by the way, is not a bad idea. Why? Wine, undiluted, is pretty well self-protective.
Yeah,
there aren't too many microorganisms that will grow in wine. But wine has some alcohol, and wine has other chazarai in it that's toxic to bacteria. It's known as fusel oils. Unknown compounds, never there. There, once you dilute it, it's really nothing more than a culture medium. Anything can grow in it. You have sugar and some protein and some whatever in it. The bacteria will grow in it. That's not a bad idea. Valom beveis hakfaros. Okay, what's that? Too many guests were invited to the ufuf, right?
So they're sleeping in
a cemetery. No more place to sleep. You know, but they have now the cemeteries, you know, many cemeteries have, in addition to a matseva, they have a nice flat footstone, right? Yeah.
That's a great
take a pillow with a blanket, you have a wonderful place to sleep.
Yeah. Practical survival lesson number 3.
And someone who has relations with his wife, the day that he has his barber do the bloodletting. Right? You all remember that? That's the barber pole with the red and white. Yeah. Okay. Notil Sipono is important because that comes back in halacha. It has to do with also. With a sense of human dignity. The idea of taking a piece of your body and throwing it up out of Shusha Abin. Second, people seeing nail clippings find it disgusting. And we're afraid, as one will say, a pregnant woman who has a emotional reaction to it. And she feels like vomiting, it may begin the process of labor and can cause an abortion. Hochoshum Koleth. And I'll explain it further. To eat garlic that's been peeled already. Afagav de mantra bisilto mitzayri v'chasimi. Even though it's put into a vessel and is sealed, it's not that. We're afraid someone will eat it, a snake is, we say by Golui, no. Ruach ro shor aleihem. V'lo amorad alad ro shayich ben ikri no kliposon. That means it's only, there's nothing, not a little bit of shell is left in. If a little bit of shell is left on, or a little bit of the root is left on, a garlic clove has a little on the bottom, like a pitum, like an ukitz on the bottom that's cut off. If it's still on there, that's not called fully peeled yet, so it's okay. No problem with it. Only when it's fully peeled. If you left a little bit of shell, a little bit of this ukitz left on there, we have no problems with it. That's between a metal vessel. A keli made by from Neser. I wish I knew what Neser is, but from other places where the halacha mentions Neser, it would seem to mean calcium hydroxide. It would seem to mean a white powder, which should be, or calcium carbonate maybe, but maybe a white powder from which they make expensive kalim. The klineser is like a klimateches. The chinam of Yochanan, who shalonu be klimateches, the klineser klimateches damu. There I can't make you any contribution. Beside this idea, what they're aiming for here, what the problem is, why a metal dish is worse than any other dish. And a klineser, which is already a cheres, they make cheres from neser, also. Balom be beis hakvoros. Why is he Bebeis HaKvoros? He suggested because there's no room in the house. No. This fellow is involved in seance, right? He wants to speak to the dead. And in order to get the proper contact, the email address of these spirits, you have to sleep there. Kvesh tishrolo ruach tumo. Zimnin dimesachnen lei. It could be that his ruach tumo that he's trying to make contact with will endanger him. Here again, call your attention to it. I have no hesba for it. It would seem that the ruach tumo is yizayin amad aleph. The ruach tumo is not an isur. So to go have a contact with the Shuruch Tumor because I think Rashi says he wants to do some magical tricks, that would be difficult because that would be also to do. Where do you have it? Shuruch Tumor means he wants a little magic tricks. So what is he gonna get from? The Ruach HaTumah will teach him how to do various magic tricks. Ask you this question. As we'll see later on, the Gemara says that nail clipping should either be buried or burnt, or nowadays flushed down the toilet, right? Did you ever file your nails? Mm-hmm. You know, they have emery board, right? It's maybe a safer way to manicure your nails. The fellow uses a scissors, may cut off the tip of the finger, railways, right? What about those filings? you have to file over the toilet. Right? It shouldn't. So you see not. Who Shoko Bagusli, meaning he cut it with the scissors, which means a significant piece. But Amol and Elder Shoko, the Yodei or the Kari, means he cut the nails of his hands and feet, hands and toes, fingers and toes. Lo amol and elav de lo goz bidi baschayu. And if he didn't cut anything after he cut the nails, he didn't use the same scissors for cutting other things. Avo goz bidi baschayu leslambo. Right? But below he, that's not true. That has to do again with some kind of mystical stuff. Nekulu milser chashinen. It's not true. Here we're worried about the real world view of it. To see someone's nail clippings on the floor is not a pleasant sight. The fellow's a chazer, he's a pig. He doesn't behave properly. It's no concern for other people. Just bad, like people who mess up, who leave dirt on the floor, and so on. But here, there's a second concern, a more serious one, that somehow the impact so badly on some people, like a pregnant woman, may, God forbid, cause damage. Never became. Mimila, nail filing, if you use a memory board and you file your nails, there's nothing visible that can make someone disgusted by it. There's no shyla. That's perfectly okay. I mean, people have asked that shyla. So I mentioned to you, that doesn't seem to be a problem. But indeed, if you use a nail clipper, which is the same as the scissors, right, you have to be careful not to leave the nail clippings around. It should be flushed down the toilet. Tan Rabbanan, Gimel Dvorim Nemar B'Tziponayim. Three levels of care are recorded concerning your nails. Sofon, if you burn it, chosit. More than kovron, you're also a tzaddik. But a chosit more than a tzaddik? Except for Lubavitch. They make people into chassidim before they become tzaddikim. I admit once for a long session with the Babacher Rebbe Zatzal, and I asked him that question. You take Bali Tshuva who don't know anything, and then before you know it, they're wearing a gartel with their hat and they're going to mikveh every morning, etc. It seems to be premature. You should grow into that. They don't start off with that. And he answered me, the kashya is a good kashya. All I can tell you is our way works. Vamekes damo mishamish mitoso. Damamar. Outside. And it's when I'm so from chosid, kovon, tzaddik. Why chosid more than tzaddik? Because they disappear. Kovon, they can be uncovered. Right? Zolkon is rosha. And make his dam shamish mitoso. Amamar, make his dam shamish mitoso. Havel lebonim viskin. He'll give birth to children who are weak. Hekizu shnayim vishimshu. Both the wife and the husband both had their blood led that same day, Havlabonim Bali Rawson. If you look in end of the fifth Perek of Ksubis, they have their discussion there about Rawson. The last time we says wherever there is roson, this disease appears. He says, it's also to buy any eggs from that shchuna. Second, the manova says, it's also to sit in a breeze that's moving from that direction to you. Right. Also was a Yeshua ben Levi, he says, Hoya besate betaliso, he put a talis around his head, and he went in there and taught them Torah. Shenemar Torah Magenes, Torah protected. So this Roson is some serious fatal disease. Amarav, Belo Amoron Elo Delo Toramidi. That's if he doesn't eat after the Akozas down. I will Toramidi less lumbo. I think nowadays it's at least where I've seen it. Right after the blood donation, they usually give you what, a
cookie
or
and juice box.
Huh?
Sugar cookie and a juice box.
What?
A sugar cookie and a juice box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. That's because of this Gemara. Right? Yeah, Red Cross knows about this Gemara. Right? Amar Chizda. Also lo laodom sheishamesh mitoso bayom shenema v'after reacha kamocha. What to do with it? What's going on after that? Come over. My mashma, how do you see from this chiyuv after that? Come over. Aniso the shamer b'yom. Amar Abaye shemayir bo dova megunev tizgana olov. B'yom, you see too much. It's nice to have an image of your wife that she's perfected in every way. And if you see too much, you may dispel that image from you. You see her at night, you can't see too much. You see her by day, she's not wearing any cosmetics, she's not looking her best. You may have a bad thought about her. And you violate the Baal Tel Reacha Kamocha. Amar Rav Huna, Yisrael Kedoshim Heim Ve Mesham Shem Yidusayim Biyom. Amar Rava, Bavim Hoya, Bayis Ofel Muto, nothing wrong with day. What's also is light. Therefore, if it's dark, it could be daylight outside, daylight hours, no problem. The Talmud Chacham Mapil Bekesuso Meshamish. Right. The question is, the emphasis on Talmud Chacham. Right. Why Talmud Chacham more than anyone else? So Rashi gives a little hezbol. A Talmud Chacham is aware of the need to maintain dignity, privacy, etc. And therefore, even though it's by day, right, he'll be careful not to violate the sense of privacy of the wife, etc., etc. So for him, it's sufficient. It doesn't have to be a house that's completely dark. He can darken the area by covering themselves with a blanket, mafel b'kesuso mishamish. Tanan, this is, you have to learn this akashe. So Gemara asks, Tanan o tishamish lo raner. In the bedikas that she had to make, Achatashmish, right? It says Tishamish Lohanel. Emo no Tibdok Lohanel. It doesn't mean Tishamish Lohanel. He said he had a choice. Oh, examine the cloth by either wait for morning or examine the cloth Lohanel. Lohanel means the light is there all the time? No, nonsense. Doesn't mean the light was there all the time. It says to shamish lo anel. It doesn't mean they should have relations when in an area where there's light, so she can check the cloth. No, it's tivdok lo anel. The shamish is not lo anel, but the bdikah she lights a candle and she can examine it. That's a big chidush to shamish lo anel. I'm sorry, tivdok lo anel. Why? No. This you people should know. I think I might have mentioned it when I showed you some ksomim. The kind of light you use, right? If at all possible, someone shows me a shayla on amara, you head for the light, for the daylight. Daylight, right, is the best light to examine for colors, because every other light adds a color or subtracts a color. Candlelight is not the best light. Adequate. That's a chiddush. Tell you, oh, to shamash lo, oh, tivdok lo anel. That's if you don't have the ability to for daylight, you can't wait. You don't want to wait till morning. Then you can bodek lo anel. Toshma, afa be shomam b'shamash mitoso lo anel. Harei ze meguna. Therefore, Ema Habodik Mitoso Lo Anel Reza Beguna. Right? No. What does it mean to say? No, it's not to the examining. It is Habodik Mitoso Lo Anel. Right? That meaning I don't know here, I missed that up. I didn't see that. I have a good hezbo for that. Why Areza Beguna? Ema Habodi Bidola Anel Areza Beguna. No. Why is it Beguna? Look, Rashi doesn't say that. What does Rashi say? Mishum de lo mibdok shapir filoche, right? O tovish de edim lo chol tashmish, o tibdok lo anel. After I'm trying to, it's a machlokas. He doesn't like the idea of lo anel, but you should use two separate cloths. Right? What are we afraid of? To use the same cloth of the previous relation there, that it won't be completely white, and therefore you'll miss the color of a little tipa zamke chadol. You won't be able to see the color. And the bodik mitoso lo anel, that means we examine the id lo anel. It's not a good idea. He holds his harezem meguna. Chumetz machlokes with the first mandama. Toshma on the same inyan. Mishel beis munvus hamelech hayos and gimel devorim asin also v'shvach. Here you have a mamrisha. If you want to pull it out, you give a whole. A little brochure in marital counseling. What three things they did which a chachamim praised them. One, hay meshamshim midoseyim biyom. One, ubotkim mitoseyim. The word mitoseyim is being used as a sexual connotation, right? Meaning the female genitalia. Ubotkin mitoseyim b'mila parhava. They used a white cotton when they made their bedikos. V'noagin tumo v'taro b'shlogin. And they treated snow with the halachos of tumo v'taro. We'll explain that in a minute. Ketona miyu mishamshim mitos b'yom. And you said, you shouldn't be mishamshim mitos b'yom. And the Gemara both came to say in Beyom, right? No, it means that they examined their cross Beyom, meaning they didn't use O Haner. They waited till morning to examine the cross to see whether there's any shayla on the cloth. Hachanam mistavua. Right? If you mean they had relations by day, you think that's something to praise? Before you told us that you shouldn't be Misham Yom. Listen carefully. Ainochanami, it doesn't back off. Yes. I think that Biyom is a better time to have relations with a wife. Why? The agav, the ika, oneshina, miganye bape. A woman at night after a hard day's work, children, etc., is sleepy. And her responses at night may not be what pleases the husband. Therefore, it's better to have relations with a hard-working woman by day. Because of Onashina, her behavior, she'll fall asleep. She falls asleep with her mouth open. She snores. Right? Things that can happen that would be displeasing to the husband. Therefore, it's better by day when she can focus on their relationship. Different opinion. Of course, when he's by day, meaning, like you've all said before, but in a bias offer, in a dark room, etc. But the timing is better when she is not dead tired. It's a better time to have relations with a wife. It says, "Abokim it same b'mila parava," and they use it a soft cotton. Before the mikveh became the purveyors of ed, they sell the women the little cloths for which they make the bedikos. That was never, when I was just married, that was not the custom. The custom was to buy a roll of surgical absorbent cotton. Not the little balls that they sell for cosmetic use, but it comes in a roll, I remember clearly, blue paper there, and it had to be Dafke Egyptian cotton, so-called long staple, so it shouldn't fray. And the women would tear off a piece of it and use that for the bedikah. That is the best thing for bedikah. It's less irritating than a fresh piece of linen, which is what's used today, as I mentioned in the beginning of this month. Sometimes some women get into real trouble with it. And then the kalkelis and satsman. It's important to, for those who are sensitive that way, to run it through the washing machine. Before that's used, you buy a bunch of them, put them in a white sock, and throw it into the washing machine so that it's washed through once and the material is soft. Because they use sheeting material, bed sheet material that they cut into squares. That's rough material, that's not a gentle material. Misaila l'Shmuel, Dama Shmuel, Ein Botkin Esamita Ela Bepakulin or Betsemanoki Barach. All bedikas should be made with this soft wool. Omar Avhine Dichihava Hosam Bawe Shabosos. When I was in Shmuel's town, Erev Shabbos, the peddlers would be shouting, "Have Amri Man Boy Pekuli Benahama." Who's offering the wares? Who wants to buy absorbent cotton for bread? Benahama. The Benahama was a code term for having relations with your wife. Who needs, why? Since, Rav says, Onas Tamet Chocham Erev Shabbos, right? And Friday night is when most people have relations with their wife. Therefore, it was an item for sale that the pushcart peddlers would be shouting that, who wants to buy this absorbent cotton? The Nahama, and the word Nahama is a reference to having relations with a wife. I didn't know what they were saying, right? Now I know, after you told me that they use all, that's what they use for bedikos, I now know what they mean. Amar Rabba, Hanu Shachi de Kisni, Mala le Bedika. Old linen clothes that are well worn, you cut them up, that's good for bedika. The best bedika cloth today is if the wife would steal the undershirt of her husband and cut it up, that's the best material. Compare your undershirt material with your shirt material. What they sell is shirting material, and what you should be using is underwear material. Okay? This is any botona de menashe in botes a meter low be ed odom low be choho. You can't use a red cloth or black cloth, low be pishton, and you can't use linen. Ela be pakul be semen oki berach. The way Shmuel said, and you said that pishton is also good. No, you're wrong. There's pishton that's good and there's pishton that's not good. Pishton that's good means it's worn. It's an old undershirt. A new undershirt is not so good. Hobe kisne, hobe mona de kisne. Right? One means it's using flax. One means clothing from flax. We always aim hobe hobe mona de kisne, hobe chadate hobe shachti. Now we get a little bit of halacha. He said that Beis Munvas conducted themselves in a proper way concerning snow. Take the Gemara, Nogin Tuma Batara Beshrogin. What does that mean? Okay, we'll listen just quickly. Snow, as you know, from the Mikvos Sugis, snow is water. According to many sheetahs, you can be toivel in snow before it becomes water. It is water. So if you have a big mikveh filled with snow, you can jump in into the mikveh. If you go into the snow, no problem. Others hold it should be melted. But the whole pashas from the Mishnah is that snow is water. Okay, snow is water, then it's mekabel tumah like mashkin. Here's where the Gemara didn't know, but occasionally when I'm on St. Nicholas Avenue in the Dominican Republic, they sell, a guy stands there with a hunk of ice, right, and he scrapes the ice and they pour on some syrup and they sell it that way, puts it into a cup there. Is snow a food also? That's the shaita. When my children were growing up, we had a good snowfall like we had yesterday in Muncie. The kids would go out with a cup and fill up a cup of snow and pour on some pancake syrup, and that was also good. Is snow a food? It says. A water it is, a liquid it is. It's not hosom. Sheleg ain't lo ochav lo mashke. Mikabel tume has to be either a odom, a keli, or ochav lo mashke. Nothing else is mikabel tume. Snow is neither, he says. But if chishav lo lachila. He decided he's going to have, he's serving snow for dessert with syrup on it, I suppose. Ain't a metame to masochlin, because snow is not ochel. You can think it's ochel by you, so you're cuckoo, right? It's a dreiter. Butlo daito, it's a kol b'nei odom. He can't make it into an ochel. But lemashke, if however he takes a cup of snow, and he said, I'm going to drink this snow, that's okay. Metami tumas mashkin, that's proper. Why? The machshava can make it into mashkin. But a kuku machshava can make into anything, and a machshava leochel is not acceptable. Nitmo miksoso, lo nitmo kulu. Snow is not looked upon as a homogeneous object like water, but rather snow is looked upon as a combination of snowflakes. And each snowflake leans next to this. Therefore, if you touch a dead rat, a dead mouse, touched a pile of snow, it's only metame that amount of snow that it touched. It's not metame the rest, because once it's tame, that tame ocho becomes a sheni l'tame, right? It cannot be metame in chulin anymore. Nitar miksoso, nitar kulu. If, however, it was tame, we learned in the mikvos that you can take mayim she'uvim and make it into kosher water by having it touch, having it kiss kosher, make shomim. Tumah, same thing. Ochel, a challah gets tame, you can't be metayer it by dunking in the mikveh. But liquid, you can be metayer by touching it to a mikveh. Having the mikveh water just touch it, the whole liquid becomes tohor now. Same as shuvin becomes make shaman, so tahara now is occurs on this double tummy, right? He says therefore, he says nitra miksoso but nitar miksoso nitar kulu. So how good for kasha? I'm at nitra miksoso lo nitar mikulu. What the ton in nitar miksoso nitar kulu? The name of the nitra kulu. I'm rabaya kasha biru alav yotanu that Torah ida klicheres. Afilu, even though it is mole chardo, that it is metame. So what does the Gemara say? You tell me, how did it become tame? You tell me, tame only, there's no kulu in tame. So why do you have a kulu? Because there is a kulu in tame. What's a kulu in tame? A klicheres, that's tame. Sorry, a klicheres becomes tame. Only mitocho, migabal can be mekabel tuva. But if the klicheres is tamei, and you put something hang something in it, even though it doesn't touch it, it's metamei anything that's in it. So how can you have snow that's all tamei? When you tell me that snow is made up of snowflakes, very simple. But in matter, you have a pile of snow, a shed that lies here, it doesn't affect here. Yes, but if I take a pile of snow and put it into a klicheres that's tamei, even though the klicheres only touches the rim of the snowball, right? Nevertheless, everything becomes tamei. So you can have it becomes tohol. The argamuchet a little quick halacha in tumah v'tama. Mashkin can become that a tamei can become tohol by nishika, by making hashoka, right? Snow can become tamei. Mashkin become tamei. You touch a little bit of the mashkin, the whole mashkin is tamei. But snow, you can't touch a little bit, make the whole thing tamei. The only way you get the whole snow to be tamei is when you put it into a klicheres as tamei. Okay, how's that for maritime? Made it. Okay, let me share with you. I made a copy of this. But people, give it a try yourself. So yeah, two nights I've been playing with this thing. You with us? This is on Mechilta B'Shalach Parsha Hei. Vahoyu Rabbi Talfon Uskenim Yoshin Vitzilo Shal Shovach Shal Yavne. Talfon and Uskenim sitting, learning Torah under a pigeon coop, I guess for shade, okay, in Yavne. V'nishalu Sheila Zulif Lehem. And now it says, like tomorrow it says, Ugmaleim nosin nechos v'tzori v'loy. That the camels that carried Yosef to Mitzrayim were carrying b'somim. Lodia z'chuson shel tzadikim. Kamo m'sayotom. Look how hard God protects his tzadikim. She'ilu yorad yididu ha'ohuv. If this beloved friend, Yosef, beloved of God, we go im arvim, lohoyu marmitsno som irea gemalim beitron. The smell of the camels, in the early America, they invested in camels, the post office invested in camels to speed up the delivery of mail, because the mules were too slow that they were using. And then they had to give up because no one could stand the smell of the camels. So they had to go back to the mules for delivering the mail. That's, I'm talking about the early 1800s. Yeah. So look what a wonderful God we have. How God protected Yosef. He made it that the camels should be carrying b'somim instead of tar, and the stink of the camels would have killed them. Okay? Pay attention here. Yal el zimin lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu sakim meleim b'somim v'kol reich tovim shor yomuz mereich hat gemal mereich etron. Amru lo, so the people listening, im anaton rabbeinu shazchus Yosef hoya, right? Then tell me, hashosa mayim v'tzomo, if someone drinks water because he's very thirsty, kesel humavorech, does he have to make a brocha? Amar lahem, bohi nefoshos rabot chason al kol mashe broso chei olomim. Right? Amar lo, limanatona rabbeinu, hashosa mayim v'tzomo, kesel mavorech, thank you very much, he told us that. Lamdeinu rabbeinu, eze schuz zocha Yehuda l'malchus. Amar lahem rabbi Tarfon, imru atem. So I mean, you figure it out yourself. Amru b'schush omar mabesa kinao gesachinu. Because he decided not to kill Yosef, but sell him into slavery. Sheitzilu mimisa. Amar lahem, nonsense. Dayo la'atzolo shetamu t'chaper al-mechiro. It's enough. Give him some schus, but to say that he's zochir for Malchus for it, remember, he sold a brother into slavery, right? Notzan eitzel lemocho, lo shivre lovim. He became bischus, waschus, right? So finally, he concludes the schus of Nachshav and Aminodov that jumped into the yam. That's why the mechilta is by the story of Kriyas Yamsuf, even though much of it beginning has to do with Bechiras Yosef. What the heck is he talking about? Okay, what's the obvious kasha over here? What a nice God. Look how he protects Yosef. Right?
He could have been even nicer and not have him sold into slavery.
Very nice fellow. Sends you into slavery, but with perfume. Gives your butler perfume along the way. That's called a schus. And he calls it Yedida Ov, because he's Yedida Ov of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, God did this for him. Right? No. Let's hear. Man is subject to the vicissitudes of time. You walk out of the street, a car can run you over. You need Kodesh Baruch Hu's protection when you cross the street. If you don't have the protection, a car hits you. You sure you have God's protection? If you're a thoughtful individual, you stay home, don't walk across streets. Who knows what kind of schusim I have, what kind of averus I have. Comes in Mechilta, Chatav taught them. Don't ever complain about what's happening to you that is negative, detrimental. That's man in contact with nature. The only reason you survive is you have enough schusim for God to protect you. Yosef didn't have enough schusim to be protected against selfish decision. But you thank God for little blessings. You thank God for little presents. Someone goes ahead, right? Goes into surgery. Right? And he survives surgery. And he gets better. It's Baruch Hashem. He makes a Sudas Hodoya to Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? That he went into surgery, he was protected. Who sent you into surgery? Kodesh Baruch Hu made you go into surgery. You didn't go by yourself. This is the lesson in our relationship with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We have no right to expect anything from Kodesh Baruch Hu, because no one can say, I'm a tzaddik, I have nothing to worry about. Shema Yidru Machet, like Yaakov said, Vayira Yaakov, Vayetzolo, Shema Yidru Machet, who knows what relationship is with Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm going to meet Esav, who says that I have God's protection. Therefore, lesson number one is, you thank God for little blessings. That's the second Shaila. So they ask, oh, do I make a bracha? I had no water, and suddenly water appears. Do I have to make a bracha? I've been so thirsty. Should I thank God for the water or complain to God for making me thirsty? So no, you make a bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem. Right. By the way, what does Baruch Atah Hashem mean? You have any idea? If you give up on art school, you may learn how to daven.
What's Baruch is Paul.
What's Baruch Atah Hashem? Translate to me. Blessed are thou, what do you mean, blessed are thou, our God? You give me God's brachas now?
Hashem is the source.
He came out there, he gives brachas to God. What? Baruch Atah Hashem, you have to know, that's every bracha, the same thing. Baruch Atah Hashem, God, you are the source of all blessing. Baruch Atah doesn't mean God, I'm blessing you. I'm saying Baruch Atah, you are the Baruch. I'm the Baruch. You're the Mayon Habrochot. Right. Therefore, I make a bracha. Then I ask Noah and Yehuda, good boy or bad boy? What's the answer? Good. Yehuda went ahead, sold his brother. Yehuda went ahead and saved his brother's life. What is it, Michilta answer? For saving the brother's life, maybe that could be machaper on selling him into it. But Schusi doesn't have for that. Malchusi wants for that. A good deed doesn't wipe away a bad deed. A good deed, a bad deed, Kodesh Baruch Hu evaluates. I don't see God giving you Malchus for that. Malchus you have to earn without an Aveira attached to it. Who earned it? Nachshon Ben Aminodom, tribe of Yehuda. Therefore, Yehuda got Malchus, not because of Yehuda Ben Yaakov, but because Nachshon Ben Aminodom, right? He's the one from Shevet Yehuda. He's the one that earned for Shevet Yehuda, for he did a pure mitzvah, Mesiras Nefesh, etc. That's the Mechita. Okay? Use it to Bechilta, then is in Bashar, not in Bayeshi. There's no Bechilta.